This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
The constant walking does what? It compacts the soil. Nothing can penetrate it. No grass grows. Some people's hearts are like that, according to Jesus, not according to me. And what happens? Satan steals the seed that's planted on that hard soil. I think of an astronomer who died in the late 90s by the name of Carl Sagan. I used to love to watch Carl Sagan talk about astronomy and physics on television. But Carl Sagan would say before he died of cancer, "I really wish there was life after death, but I find no evidence of it. I really would like to believe there is life after death, but I can find no evidence of it." And to my knowledge, Carl Sagan died that way. He died not knowing that there was life after death. Just as an aside, the moment he died, he found out there was. Instantly, he knew. The moment he took his last breath, instantly it was revealed to his spirit there is an eternity, and it's either with God or without him. I really believe that with all my heart. Carl Sagan had a friend, a woman minister, that he admired greatly. He admired her for intelligence. And one day they were talking, and here's what he said to her, if you can believe this. "You're so smart. You're so intelligent. Why do you believe in God?" And I thought she had a great comeback. She said, "Carl, you're so smart. You're so intelligent. Why don't you believe in God? You're the guy that believes in black holes in space with very little evidence for a lot of things, and you accept it as fact and reality, and you take a theory and accept it as fact. Why don't you believe in God?" And what he would say before he died, "I want evidence. I want evidence that there's life after death." Let me tell you the greatest evidence of all. It's Jesus Christ who said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." That's the evidence that I would share with somebody. The evidence is in Christ, not in me. The evidence is in Jesus Christ, not this church. It's in him. And we point men and women to Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Don't die looking for the evidence. Accept the evidence that's in Christ and the evidence that's in his word. Let's bring up the second analogy Jesus uses: rocky soil or a dry heart. Jesus said there's soil that has rocks in it, it's rocky, and there's not a lot of moisture in there, and a seed will spring up, but then it dies, it withers for lack of moisture. And the analogy there is the person who accepts Christianity, accepts Christ, but then things happen, and there's a time of testing, and they don't accept him anymore. May I ask you a hypothetical question? This is extremely personal. What would it take for you to throw in the towel spiritually? What would have to happen and you say, "I'm out of here"? What would have to happen financially, medically, personally in your life where you say, "Okay, I'm done"? Christianity was not meant to be something you dabble in. Jesus Christ was never intended to be the experiment in your life that you just experiment with. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." You don't dabble in Christianity. You don't experiment with Jesus. Christianity is life itself. Jesus is either who he claimed to be or he's nothing at all. Don't discount the ministry of Jesus by saying, "You know, I think he was the greatest man that ever lived." It's a strong phrase, but have you ever used the phrase to damn someone with faint praise? People do that with Jesus Christ all the time. Greatest teacher that ever lived, but that's it. Greatest role model for my kids, but that's it. Jesus didn't claim to be a role model for your children. He claimed to be God. He didn't claim to be a role model for society or a role model for the culture. He said, "You've seen me, you've seen the Father."
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.